It is the time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, starting off the week on a sad note, because last night we got word that Bob Saget passed away.
65.
65, so young.
Out of the blue.
Yeah, I don't know if you got a notification on your phone, but they did say that there was no like foul play or drugs or anything like that found with, so not sure exactly what the cause of death is yet.
He was just laying on his bed, they said. He had his left arm across his chest, right arm on the bed. And that was it.
So who releases these kinds of details?
I don't know what I mean?
Like, who needs to know? Honestly, who needs to know that?
Well, did you hear how they found you? I don't know what a room, what you're doing.
No,
did you know how they found out? The housekeeping lady came, knocked on the door. I'll do a recreation like that. And no answer. And so that she let herself in.
Oh, wow.
And she found a room very neat, very organized, no signs of anything.
Yeah. Well, it was very sad. And as I've been reading all the different celebrities, including all of his castmates from Full House.
Yeah.
And it just seems like he was such a good, genuinely decent guy.
Yeah.
You know, everyone just has nothing but great things to say. And
yeah, it's good. It's good. It's very sad that he's gone. But when you hear these stories, it warms your heart to know, you know, that he touched so many people.
Yeah. So Bob Saget was a stand-up comedian, actor, and television host. His acting roles included, of course, Danny Tanner on Full House, which is what I remember him mostly from. It's Netflix sequel, Fuller House. Mm-hmm. And he was also the voice of the narrator on How I Met Your Mother. And then from 1989 until 1997, he was the original host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Sure was.
I remember watching him on that, too. So he was born in Philadelphia. He originally intended to become a doctor, but his honors English teacher saw his creative potential and urged him to seek a career in films.
Uh-huh.
So he attended Temple University's film school.
I'm just going to point out, I'm sure at that point, his parents really appreciated that.
Yeah, right.
Because what parent doesn't want their teacher to push your kid away from going into medicine and go into the arts?
Film, sure,
right.
Yeah. But he graduated from there in 1978. So he had a short stint as a member of the morning program on CBS in early 1987, which was a predecessor of The Early Show, where Saget did comedy bits.
Like Wake Up San Francisco.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Thank you.
He was the producers of Full House's first choice to play Danny Tanner, but he was not available to appear in the pilot because of his commitment to the morning program.
Oh.
So the producers instead cast an actor named John Posey to play Danny, and he only appeared on the show's unaired pilot. After Saget was fired from the morning program, the pilot was reshot for broadcast with Saget as Danny Tanner.
He was fired from the morning program?
Yeah, but it only lasted for like 9 months anyway. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Much better to be on Full House.
Full House, yeah.
He recalled that he would often get complaints from the child actor's parents because he wouldn't watch his language while on set. And all seven of the original cast members remained with the show through its entire 8-year run.
Oh, look at that.
So in 1989, Saget began as the host of America's Funniest Home Videos, a role he held until 1997. John Ritter was the first choice as host of the program, but he was unavailable. And it was originally intended as just a one-off special, but it became an unexpected hit, causing ABC to place an episode order for the show, turning it into a regular weekly half-hour primetime series. So during the early 1990s, Saget worked on both Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos at the same time.
Wow.
So
busy.
Kind of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2009, he returned to AFV for the 20th anniversary one-hour special co-hosted with Tom Bergeron. He always ended each episode by saying, "Keep those cameras safely rolling," and then saying something to his wife, who was implied to be watching the show at home.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that. Now you're taking me back.
Yeah. But Saget soon grew tired of the repetitive format and was eager to pursue other projects as a comedian, actor, and director. So in 1998, he directed his first feature film called Dirty Work, starring Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang. Released 1 year after he left his long-running role as host of America's Funniest Home Videos, the film received broadly negative reviews from critics and earned low box office returns. However, it has since become a cult favorite.
Yeah, so that's what matters.
Yeah.
Right, forget
that. He was also known for his adult-oriented stand-up comedy, which is very weird to watch coming from the mouth of Danny Tanner. But
you had some of that stuff playing earlier today,
Sarah. I did.
Blushing in my office listening.
Yeah. And his 2014 album, That's What I'm Talking About, was nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
In 2020, Saget launched a podcast called Bob Saget's Here For You, And he also recently competed in season 4 of The Masked Singer as Squiggly Monster.
Squiggly, which I don't watch that show. I have no idea what you're talking about.
But yeah, he was on The Masked Singer, which is interesting. All right. He was also very charitable. He was a board member of the Scleroderma Research Foundation. In an interview with Ability Magazine, Saget discussed how his sister was diagnosed with scleroderma at 43 and died at 47. And she had previously been misdiagnosed numerous times, and he helped raise millions of dollars for that organization.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him, making an impact.
Definitely.
All right, so you picked out a record to go along with Bob Saget.
Yeah, we're going to play the Full House theme song.
You sure are. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There it is. The Full House theme song on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song and both sing along with it in the studio?
Because we were talking about Bob Saget, who passed away yesterday at the age of 65.
Yeah, and all these comedians and actors and everybody coming out, pouring out their kind words about him and how he encouraged them. Some big names. He encouraged them as they were getting started. So, all right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Bob Saget originally intended to be a doctor.
He was not in the original pilot of Full House.
And he was a board member of the Scleroderma Research Foundation and helped raise a lot of money for them. So that's amazing.
Millions and millions of dollars. For a great cause. I will say it's interesting that you and I, we are, there's some years between the two of us.
10 years, to be exact.
There's 11 at the moment.
Right.
Because I just, my odometer clocked over. You have yet to catch up. But the fact that we were both singing along with the theme song to Full House, and that song was, I mean, that TV show was big when I was a kid, and obviously big when you were a kid as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I watched it all the time.
Yeah. I had a big crush on Candace Cameron. Mm. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Still do. all right. There it is. Folks want to learn more about Bob Saget. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. You can go to the Legends 1027 website, legends1027.com.
That's it.
You can get to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day. All right there. Wonderful. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
More of your favorites on the way. We've got David Bowie, George Harrison. And to look at that forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. Did you hear we're getting snow tonight, Sarah?
I did hear that. Yeah.
You ready for it?
I mean, as ready as I can be, I guess, right?
Very good. Fire up the snowblower. Snow's coming. Josh's forecast next on Legends.